This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 63 for Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to rise on Tuesday morning, building on yesterday's gains. The November canola contract advances $12.40 at $577.10 per ton, and the January contract rises $11.70 at $590 per ton. Canola is drawing support from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as European rapeseed. Declines in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy meal are putting some pressure on the Canadian oilseed. Modest upticks in crude oil are spilling over into the vegetable oils. There's rain today for parts of Manitoba and Saskatchewan, with more forecast tomorrow for Saskatchewan and Alberta, all leading to some delays in the prairie harvest. The downward adjustment Stat Canada made yesterday to canola production is helping to underpin values. Canola crush margins give up about $20, with the November positions sliding to $122 to $128 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is fairly steady on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 73.52 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 73.57. In the United States, rain is in the 7-day forecast for an area stretching from Kansas to the Dakotas. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports the corn harvest at 9% complete as of Sunday. Conditions nudge up 1 point to 65% good to excellent. The U.S. soybean harvest registers at 6% finished, with the crop ratings down 1 point at 64% good to excellent. The spring wheat harvest adds 7 points at 92% finished, and the planting of winter wheat advances 8 points at 14% in the ground. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Codonnier trims his call on the U.S. soybean crop by a half bushel at 52.5 bushels per acre. Codonnier maintains his U.S. corn estimate at 182.5 bushels per acre. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday morning. The November contract gains 4 cents at $10.09 per bushel. December soy oil jumps almost 9-tenths of a cent at 39.96 cents per pound. December soy meal gives up $1.70 at $322.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn slips 1 cent at $4.10 per bushel. December oats lose 3 cents at $3.60.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago December gives up a nickel at $5.74. Kansas City December is down 2.5 cents at $5.78. And Minneapolis December adds 2 cents at $6.21.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, September 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.